Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Big Campaign Stories. I'm Jeff, your humble narrator, and today we have an extra fun day off episode. But before we get started, let's get them lightsaber checks. Sean.
Hey, I'm Sean. I'm playing Fours, and yes, I'm taking another day off. No, it's going to be a great day off because I just rolled a 1. Followed by an 18. Kyle.
Hello, I'm Kyle. The cat cobbler is back for more action, more adventures with the mind-altering substances. Appreciate it. Looks like I got a 3 and an 8.
Alrighty, no lightsabers this time. Alright then, to set the scene, this is late evening when Fours returns from going to the diner and dealing with his sibling. Jasper's in bed. The construction is still going on outside with Xavier's company, so there's still people about and up as you pull back in to the Umbrasen estate. As of right now, I believe the entire crew is gone, so you pretty much have the house to yourself, Fours.
All right, I'm going to park the wheelie Hedron bike in the garage or the garage area. Wherever I would usually store it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to head into the house to go through my things. And that's probably going to be sitting in a wad on the couch in the living room.
Yeah, at the back end of the large living room, you can see there's a lizard folk in a sleeping bag next to Jasper as well as a Lykel. Currently looking at their data pad as they'll look up for a moment, see you, and kind of wave.
I'll do a little wave back and stand there for a little moment looking at them to see if they offer some sort of something. An explanation as to who the strange lizard man in the sleeping in the slumber party is, but if they don't, I'll move on.
Once you wave back, the Lykel will go back
to their working data on pads. Their...
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense. So, rifling through my bag of stuff, I will produce my bag of silk. I crack it open and I take a little whiff to refamiliarize myself with it.
I would think, like, cat treat bags. If I'm anywhere in the vicinity, was I left in this place?
Yeah. You've been wandering about the house. It's summertime, so the back door's open. There's construction, people going in and out. So it's not hard for you to go in and out of the house whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem to always luckily land whenever somebody's coming in or out whenever you want to.
Perfect. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure I would know the scent of the silk and the crinkling of a bag if I hear that. And I'm like, oh, someone's got something for me. I got to go find out. I guess before too long, I would be showing up, expectant eyes bearing upon this silk bag.
I'll just be reclined on the couch, just kind of looking contemplatively at the bag when Cobbler shows up.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, buddy. And I'll let you totally, if you need to walk on me or anything, to come and check out the bag. I won't be keeping it from you. All appropriate cat behavior.
Yep, exactly. I'm just jumping up there like it's already mine. You know, I try to hold it away. I'm like, no, bring that to here. That's for me, right? I'm talking in cat talk, at least. Not being quiet about it. Just, I probably haven't seen some of this in a while. I know, but a little taste of home.
I'm totally ready to go, huh? And I'm going to look around to see who sees where I am. And I'll use that opportunity to close up the bag and link to Randall's vault room that we looted.
Uh-huh.
I think that'd be a nice secure spot.
Okay, yeah. You're able to head downstairs into the lower area where the vault's there.
Right. And then I will sit down cross-legged on some pile of loot, and I'll be like, you know how to take this stuff? And I'll just have it open on a bag on the ground, and I'm just going to see what you do with it.
Yeah. Man, I forget. I think it was ingested, wasn't it?
Yep.
So I will help myself to start nibbling at the silk.
So it's just a little nibble, and I'll pull some away from the bag, like some cotton candy. All right. I've never done this stuff before, so you're going to have to be my guide. And before I take it, I'm going to wild shape into a small domestic cat.
A domestic Fours cat.
Yeah.
How well does your character's wild shape work?
This is class ability. I think at level 6, I got full wild shape.
Okay.
Forrest isn't able to like turn into a golden cat, but is able to turn into a regular cat.
Yeah.
Well, regular cats are cool.
Big fan.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will be assuming your postures and whatnot. Just like this. And I'll be eating some of that. What was it described? Kind of like steel wool cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I will just kind of sit, or I'll be kind of like lying down in sort of a splayed position, just being like, how long does this take? I don't know what sort of cat language. I don't have speak with animals or anything, so. And I don't know if I can speak common as an animal.
Yeah, I guess actually without the feats, yeah, it's all coming out as a series of odd meows and.
This is what cats sound like. This is what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. And again, in true cat fashion, I might have to be like amused, but not necessarily affected. Just the main focus still on the silk and.
You're getting lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, the silk takes about 10 minutes or so before it starts to kick in. Before you start to feel, well, both of you would start to feel fairly drowsy. You'd lose your sense of taste. And somewhere in the distance, you think you can hear like a bell, or maybe it's the sound of like popcorn popping. There's just kind of like weird noises in the distance that are not loud or discomforting. They're just odd noises for the area you're in.
I didn't get any of that the last time I went on one of these trips, did I? The bell or the popping noises?
You did not, but you also took it straight from the spider's nest.
Oh, so this is, did anything smell different about this stuff? Has it been cut with anything or what?
No, it doesn't smell too different. It's what difference between being a processed drug and being fresh off the vine kind of thing.
Okay.
But as the silk starts to take you both, as you drift off into sleep in the piles of loot in the basement of the Umbrasen Estate, in this vault, you'll find yourselves coming back to in kind of a hazy existence, right? This is how the ethereal plane kind of feels and looks. You recognize you're in the vault, but details are kind of gone. Everything's more silhouettes and fuzzy than it is direct. Cobbler, you've been here before. You know this feeling. You look like you. Of course, there's definitely a bit of an odd kind of effect being on the ethereal plane of you are in your cat form, staring down at your own body as a cat. Though you looking at yourself sleeping as a cat, it also looks like a sleeping four is in that cat position.
Okay.
You find yourselves awake and currently in the ethereal.
Oh, man. So if I remember last time, it was just walking in general, kind of through fogged lands, looking for anything cool to show up. It's kind of just a neat adventure to take a stroll and see the other different characters and creatures hanging out in the ethereal.
Here on the ethereal, no, it's more you move in the direction you want. If you wish to create or alter the landscape around you, you can through a lucid dreaming check, or if you don't have that skill, just a plain wisdom check.
Oh man, lucid dreaming. So I can whip us up any cool little thing, and that's just to mess with the landscape or to...
Yeah, mess with the landscape, or if there's a place you're trying to go, you can use that skill to move accordingly.
Okay. Well, shoot. The last time, I mean, what I really remember about the last time was it was the meeting with the Mkdarrastrix, the dragon that kind of looked like a big croc.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted me to find his sister and say hello or something. Give her a message. And that would be the only dude I really know here in the ethereal, so...
It just occurred to me, if you choose not to say anything... I have no idea that you're conjuring stuff, so I just think this shit's happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's up to you, but I'm just along for the ride at this point.
As an ethereal, like, since you're no longer in your body, does your ethereal body look like your cat body? Is that what was said?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna, you'll see me, I guess, walk a few steps in front and start to try and conjure forth my buddy, the big dragon, with a roll of a lucid dreaming. He gets a 12.
All right, with the 12, you start to alter the area around you. The vault starts to get a little bit shimmery before it. The square space you're in seems to round out a bit more. The door that normally would go upstairs seems to now open out onto a very dark and shadowy landscape.
Okay. I'll look back and see if Forza is coming along.
I will float after Cobbler, because we can float and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I'll float after him. My pose is like a sploot, but my sploot. Paws are folded in front of me. and I'll be floating after Cobbler.
Okay.
Yeah, Cobbler, you'll walk out into this dark expanse. There's the ethereal breeze, which seems to ruffle your fur a bit. But you and Fors will look upon the gigantic sleeping body as its scales are coiled around and they shimmer at various different colors depending on the angle you look at it. With its large crocodilian head that is not attached to the rest of its body, the creature will open one of its eyes before it would... Oh, you're back.
Yep. Just checking in on my buddy, McDarstrix was his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll let him know, I haven't had a chance to meet his sister yet. Haven't found him. Just my earliest opportunity to come back and check out the ethereal plane since the last time I was here. However we're communicating at this point, it's something that everyone here can hear. Like at this, I would guess, unless it's just me to the dragon, then that Forz is also...
On the ethereal, it's up to you. If you would like to be actually speaking, which you can through your own lucid dreaming, right? Or if you would like to stick to telepathy.
Might as well. just be speaking here. We're on a different plane, so who's to say what the rules are here? Just feel at this point it'd be...
There's also very much that Bill Murray, you can tell people, but no one's going to believe you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at this whole situation with the wide, super dilated pupils.
Yeah, like, oh, you got high and the cat talked to you? Okay, Forrest, sure.
I definitely figure at this point, I wouldn't just be keeping it just between me and the dragon. Like, I'm not that secretive about it. Just haven't done it, spoken to people on the regular plane. I wouldn't necessarily want, Forrest to be that startled or alarmed by the dragon and know that he's our, our friend.
Then, yeah. Yeah, Forrest, you absolutely hear the dragon and you hear Cobbler speaking to it.
Yeah, this is the perfect drug experience, and I'm just taking it in. My buddy's cat's talking to a dragon.
Yeah, McDarstrix would, in that dragon-like way, like, I'm sure you'll find her in time.
Did he give me any clues as to where I might find her?
No.
No. Okay, yeah, so then I'd be like, oh, well, if you're that confident, how have you been? You've been sleeping this whole time? Am I the last person you spoke with?
Yes, you're the last I spoke with. I woke up for a bit, but my siblings were rude, so I went back to bed.
Oh, okay.
And Forge, with your connection to spirits, you can see all around McDarkstrix as he's sleeping, just a variety of small, like, chaos spirits. Their form changes, scale. Some of them have scales, some of them don't. All of them seem to be, like, varied reflections of parts of this dragon, as well as with their black shale-like skin, meaning you kind of feel like maybe you're on Thus.
Okay.
But the spirits seem to just kind of dance and run over its body as it's laying there. It doesn't seem to notice or pay them any mind.
Mm-hmm. So if there's a lull in the conversation, I want to interrupt or anything, but I'll chime in and I'll say, so we're looking for some rude siblings?
No, I don't want to talk to the rude ones. I just want to talk to Visidarstrix. She's my favorite.
But you don't know where she's hanging out?
No, she hasn't visited me. Not like you. Or no. You. And the dragon will look at Fors. There's two of them.
Well, man, I don't know.
The dragon will... It's not quite a lull in the conversation, but it seems to be happily content to just let silence pass. Here in the ethereal.
Okay. Well, hey, McDarstrix, what else is there to do around here other than sleep and hope that we get a visit from our favorite siblings? I was only here so briefly the last time.
Yeah, the crocodile-like head will spin over itself as it detached from the rest of the body, kind of looks around, and there's not much else to do now that people are everywhere. Viz and Jin like people. I don't.
So when he says people are everywhere, is he talking about this plane or the material plane?
Material plane.
Okay. And he said he mentioned another one. Viz and who?
Jin Darstrix.
Jin. Viz Darstrix. Jin Darstrix. Okay.
So it sounds like they're not on the ethereal plane? We're looking in the wrong spot?
Well, I mean, could I use lucid dreaming to locate anything on the material plane?
It's tough because space doesn't move the same here as there. So you'd have to have an idea of where you're going to kind of try to push that. You know, like you already knew where McDarstrix was, so you could lucid dream to find him.
And all I've got to go on, siblings, is that they like people and that they're...
They like people except for Esther Darstrix. She doesn't like anybody. She just likes people to listen to her.
She's not here, is she?
No, she is very far away.
So is... Man, McDarstrix. So is he? Does he exist wholly in the ethereal plane? Or is he just also smashed out on some... does he have a physical body that's laying asleep somewhere?
Yeah, looking at him, same as you've seen before. You'd assume he's sleeping somewhere.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess if he can give me any more... I was able to find him, and if he's here because he... sleeping, in theory, that I could find his siblings whenever they're sleeping. I just would need, you know, better descriptions of them. Anything to help me locate them, I could.
Yeah, Macwood. They're the only dragons around, I think. I don't know of any other dragons but us four.
Oh, okay. So, specifically, his two other siblings visited him and not his favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if I were to try and locate anyone I know of on the material plane who isn't his siblings? What if I were to just try and see if I could summon up anyone else who I knew to be sleeping in the house?
Normally, it's people on Silk that can communicate with each other.
Okay.
So that's part of what allows you to communicate with fours, is you're both on Silk. But you're touching into this dream ethereal realm, which the dragon is at when they sleep normally.
Well, I guess... Could just continue and check out more of the ethereal plane?
Yeah, I mean, in the distance, what? You can see bright lights that are new from last time you were here. Though they appear to almost be like at the horizon, but it's hard to tell distance in the ethereal. At the same time, you can also see dark lights that are also beaming up in the distance, like reverse spotlights. And that's similar to what you've seen for your last trip through the ethereal. You know, that's probably where Dusk Banter is.
Okay. the light pollution reaches us even in the dream realm. Well, you know, I'm here looking for someone.
I didn't know that. Who are you looking for?
Craig. There's this guy named Craig. He got lost here on Silk, and he can't find his way home anymore.
Whoa. Okay.
But since Craig's been stuck here, they might know where your dragon is sleeping. How long have you known that dragon?
Oh, since a little bit before I met you guys. One of the last memories I got of hanging with my people. I guess I'll bid McDarstrix a good nap, and we're gonna maybe go try and find Craig, and I'll assure him that I will indeed get back to you if I'm ever successful in locating Viz.
Yeah, Mac will close their eyes as they kind of grumble off the, I wish you the best of luck, Mauja.
Yeah, I'll say that's my thing. You know, it doesn't need to be wished, but appreciate it all the same. All right. Man, has my character has ever been in the vicinity of Craig?
But we at home, we call him Cupcake. And I'll look. Mauja, that's your Bird Niles name?
It is indeed. It is a great, majestic name of you know, high cat princes and the upper echelon of greatness as far as cats can aspire to, you know, those kind of cats are given these names.
So you're like royalty.
Pretty much, yeah. Which is, you know, why you guys are correct to spoil me with snacks and whatnot. Anyways, I will find your Craig. Your lost Craig.
Alright, I'm gonna start describing Craig.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't remember. The last time I met Craig was in real life a very long time ago. I don't remember if I got any description. And if
well,
I did,
how do you know the guy, remember. And how did he get lost here, and why do you care, and what?
Are you stopping me before looking for Craig?
I'm just trying to, you know, get a feel for exactly what this mission is. This is a guy's lost here. Like, I heard someone's lost. He's trying to get out, or he's stuck, or...
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, so our bodies are back in that vault, so they should be safe. But I think Craig's body is not safe.
It's not safe.
I think he lost it while he was on Silk, and I think he's stuck. I think he said he was stuck. I don't know the all the extent of his problems. This is my first time surfing on Silk, so I don't know. This is all pretty new to me. I met him last time I was on the ethereal plane.
And he's stuck here because while he was here, his body got disintegrated or whatever, and now he doesn't have one to return to, or what?
His body is comatose somewhere. He can't get back to it.
Okay. And would I be able to attempt to try and forge a path towards him with a description, or would Boars be better off making that check just for having met and spoken to the guy before?
Yeah, Fours, you can attempt the lucid dreaming using your wisdom.
All right. So I'll just be floating in the direction of the lights, because I think I saw him around the Amon area, or close to. Because I think he was the person I was talking to before I got sucked into the ziggurat.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go there to start. Excellent. I got a 7 on my lucid dreaming. So we're walking into the blurriness and not getting any closer to anything, I'm guessing.
Yeah, walking into the blurriness of the ethereal plane as you attempt to shape the area around you. With that one, fear and dread starts to kind of creep into you a little bit, as whether maybe it's a little bit of because of the last time you were here, but the skies above seem to be darkening, opening up into kind of a starless void of which you start to see the silhouette of the Scorn Moon.
Okay.
And you can hear its whispers asking you to come back.
And I'll look over at Malja. You see that too?
Do I see it too?
Hear you it do. Too?
Oh, should we check it out? Is it a familiar voice?
It's not familiar in a familial way to me. But I think last time I was here, I walked away from that thing. So I think maybe I got my bearings, and I'll turn around from the scorn, the yawning chasm of the Scorn Moon darkness, and try to walk back. Like, nope, Craig's not this way. It's just a lot of darkness that way.
Yeah, drifting along, you guys will pass various ethereal spirits, right? Occasionally you'll catch large blue and white spiders that seem to bounce off the ground before disappearing into small holes they make in the air. You'll see strange winged creatures that obviously don't need the wings to fly that pass over you as you seem to be, at least you think, walking over ocean.
Ocean striders, they call them.
Walking away from the darkness, so walking towards the light. You'd find yourselves once again back in the vault.
Oh, no.
Okay, I think I just took us in a circle. If the vault's becoming clear, I think we are waking up, but I think I just led us in a circle.
Okay. Can I attempt a try to find this Craig?
From I will describe them to you as well as I can remember.
Okay.
Can I throw an aid with my wisdom?
You can with your description.
Hell yeah. That's a 25 total.
Yeah, with a 23 and then 25 with the aid. Actually, Mauja, you have seen someone who looks like this. It was a while ago. There were a couple other people, but you were kind of poking your head out of Oswald's jacket while the other guy, the bigger one, Keegan, was fighting one of their friends. You remember a guy sleeping in the back of a truck, or at least laying down, and you will begin with that 25. The vault will basically fade away as both of you will be projected across the ethereal scape of Dusk Banter. You can see a giant energy light coming from behind you as you leave the Arfari district. As you're flying overhead, you can see the massive amount of black roots and tentacles that seem to come out of the main ziggurat that drift across the ground, touching every humanoid form and every building. Of course, the further away you are, the thinner they are, but they get thicker as you get closer towards the center of the city. But going back to where you saw Craig for the first time, Mauja.
Yep.
That's where you would all find Craig. Kind of a pudgy, middle-aged dude, slightly balding, except for he seems to look kind of happy as he's flittering about, flying through the air. Seems to be relaxed, clothes changing at a whim, as he seems to have gotten the hang of some lucid dreaming. But Nice. Seeing as two cats are approaching him, he will stop and halt. Who goes there? I'm kidding. You're cats.
you can have the first word if you want.
No, I mean, my first thing would be to look back at you and try and figure out and find the right guy.
Yep, that's him. And I'll say to Craig, "Hey, Craig, this is my friend Maoja, and I think we have a lead on your body, maybe."
Lead on my body? Oh, holy crap! Fours?
And I will wild shape my head into fours on a cat's body.
Oh, crazy! You're back, and you're a cat. Wow, is this a reincarnation thing?
Oh, no, I'm just visiting. And then my head will recatify.
Uh-huh. And I will lucid dream myself a human body. Having observed that and just seeing how cool people are at doing what they want here, no wild shape required. My body takes on a blobular but bipedal form.
Zoidberg without the shell.
Zoidberg?
Yeah, Craig will... Wow, always fun when a cat shows up. That's crazy. Oh, good to see you again, buddy. You took some silk?
Yeah. Scored some a little while back.
And who's your friend?
This is Cobbler. This is Maoja. He's royalty.
Greetings, Maoja. I am Craig, Ethereal Lord.
Oh. Well, again, it's not that cool if everyone's just a lord. King, then. Nah, I dang, how long did it take you to get a hold of those kinds of skills? What else can you do? Let's have another one.
Well, let's see here. Yeah, he'll turn his hands into cats, since that's what we're doing. He's like, ha-ha!
Oh, no.
I've been here for I don't know how long. How long have you been alive now, Force? I haven't seen you since you died.
Oh man, what's it been, a couple? It's like a month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah.
Yep. Haven't crashed out again. So knock wood.
Hey, that's a plus. Well, Maoja, sir, I've just been here practicing for I guess the last month and a half. There's not a lot of places to go, but. I've been making street signs for myself here so I can keep track of where I'm at. I think my body's being taken care of somewhere, so that's cool. I thought I found Alice and Saran for a bit, but I think they moved again. But there's been neat things. I don't know. I've been finding new lights and things to follow around here, so that's been cool.
New lights?
Oh, sure. Here, I'll show you.
Yeah.
With his lucid dreaming, he conjures up kind of like a Santa sleigh. That's being pulled by large cats.
Wait. I will also mess with my hands. He made cat hands. I will make human head hands.
Oh.
At this point, I look like cat's standing on his hinders wearing a waistcoat.
Yeah, definitely. Kyle the 22, you were able to make human hands or human heads on your cat hands.
Yeah.
Craig will, everybody in the sleigh. Oh, wait, I guess I shouldn't use cats. That's kind of probably offensive. And he'll turn them all into, like, cat people with giant mustaches. And, well, giddy up!
He
goes, move across Duskbander. Takes you up across the city. You'll pass over what you assume is the ziggurat, because that's where you remember being pulled into fours. But you see kind of the blooming dark ethereal tree that seems to surround it, and all the vines and roots that seem to come from it.
Mm-hmm.
But as you both pass, go ahead and give me your perceptions.
18 for me.
10.
Maybe Maoja's lost a bit in the sauce as they're playing around with their lucid dreaming, as each finger becomes a human and each human has cat hands. But for you,
a kaleidoscope fractal of body horror.
you know, it just seems right for a tripping out episode.
Of course, you will notice similar spirits to the one you saw around McDarstrix, as there's several kind of what... These are more urban or city spirits, right? They're in the shape of HCOMs or wine bottles, but they have black dragon-like scales on them, as they seem to be dancing and moving about one of the larger ethereal structures here, next to the ziggurat.
Okay. I will excitedly point that out to Maoja. be like, ah, dragon spirits. And ooh. I'll point.
Yeah, how many can there be? There's only four.
And I will lean into Craig. Can you take us closer to those guys over there?
Oh, sure, sure.
How close to the ziggurat is it?
Pretty close. Like a nearby building. But Craig, well, you know, it's kind of new. This only showed up about, I guess, a little bit after I got here. But I've never noticed these things. You also notice that, Fours, as you get closer to what you'd assume on the material plane is probably like a billboard. You can see like all these small nanite spirits that are made of light, little light bulb squids, as they're kind of playing in the ethereal around it. That as they get close to you, when they touch you, they disappear in kind of a happy mode of light that feels kind of warm and comforting, kind of like being around the pillar.
Okay.
But you could definitely remake that spirit. Like they don't die, per se. They just become a mote of energy, but you can turn that back into its previous spirit self if you want.
Okay. Oh, what is it? And it just kind of feels like nice energy as a mote if it's dissipated in me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think kind of like the effect of that bioluminescent algae. Like if you put your hand over the side of the sleigh and touch a bunch of these spirits, they all just beam with happy kind of lights.
Okay. So these little guys are new?
No. Those ones. And he'll point towards like the scaled wine bottles that are crawling on the outside of the building.
Oh, okay.
But even those spirits will kind of make way as you all approach on the sleigh. And Maoji, you get that similar feeling to when you met Mekdara Strikes.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
And kind of like how you could see Forz's normal form when he was resting in the silk, even though he'd taken on cat shape, you could see a man in here with pale skin, black, slick-backed hair. It's odd how well-defined he is for being on the ethereal, considering most things are not. But you can see his spirit form around him is massive and wraps around the inside of this building, where your multiple sets of antlers go up his neck, up to where they end in kind of a almost crown-like shape, before the three eyes are along the front and the large draconic snout seem to follow along with him.
Oh, Jin?
Yeah, is that what you say to him, or is that your...
I guess so. It's the other name I had, and this clearly is not Viz.
Yeah, if you call that out, the man here will walk away from the area he's in. You see there's like bursts of light around him, and there's a lot of forms moving quickly around him as though he's the center of this mess hall of physical bodies moving. But he'll turn towards the window where he sees Craig, and Craig will put away his cat hands in kind of an unsure.
Oh, yeah. I will.
I'll duck my head so ridiculous. Just my eyes and ears are poking above the edge of the sleigh.
Who are you to be asking of me?
I am Maoji, and I've met your brother, Mech, and I've been trying to find your sister, Viz.
Ugh.
Ugh.
McDarstrix, that lays about. Still sleeping in a pile, I assume? Too afraid to accomplish anything?
It's not a bad life.
So spend the cat? Not a bad life. It's the point of living if you aren't doing things. Viz is not here.
Viz, where is she, actually, then? You don't mind? Do you know?
At first, it looks like he's about to tell you, but then when you ask, does he know, he gets that indignant look of like, how dare you question if I know stuff? So go ahead and give me a diplomacy for this.
Oh boy. Cats do not diplomatize. And yet I have a +2, so 13.
I see no reason to help my lazy brother.
Well, he wasn't able to tell us where you guys were.
Oh yeah. You probably don't know, do you?
Don't know what?
Where your sister is.
Of course I know. Let's see here. If one of you wants to give me a bluff, just
bluff.
You can goad it out of him.
Oh, that had better be you.
Yeah, I'll throw it out, and if you can aid, that'd be cool.
Okay, my aid, which is bound to be a great roll. That's how aids work, probably. It's really good.
Hell yes! Deception for the win! I rolled a 29.
And a 21? So what is that, aid 2?
Yeah, 31 total.
Yeah, with a 31, Jin here, the look on his face is that of anger and spite, right? But there's a pride there of this Darastrix has, for some reason, found herself in the northern city of Court Junction. who seems to enjoy all these weird little human games of managing traffic, helping with their taxes.
Oh. Can you dragons take on different forms in the material plane, like here in the ethereal?
Well, of course.
I didn't know that.
I could never do that.
Yeah, there'd be that dragon haughtiness and pride of course you don't.
Yeah. Oh, well. See,
I have a restaurant to run. Is there anything else?
Whoa. You run a restaurant?
Is that seafood place?
Yeah. Hold on. Now we're talking about food.
Is this Ochibos?
I thought we were getting off on the wrong foot, but this guy runs a restaurant. And I bet it's pretty good.
It is not Ochibos. Sorry.
Yeah. But it is a... Is this the restaurant that Pepeco works at? Or is the head chef for?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, I do want to find out what restaurant this is before we go. If that also requires any kind of sneaking it out of him, or, you know, you think he'd be proud to say. I mean, is he the head chef, or does he just own the place?
Is the skyline of Dust Banter clear enough that I can take a guess as to what building that is in real life?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say you've seen it enough, or you've
recognized the shape of the building.
Yeah, this would be the top of Duskblade Tower.
Oh, that's a new one.
Mm-hmm. This is you would guess this is the restaurant Ovanis by Jin.
Oh,
high-end place where the patrons, if they'd like, can choose the magical beast or fantastical animal that they want to eat, and they will set up a room if you'd like to hunt and kill it as well. They will assist with that.
If you're a monster.
You're a monster.
So, and that's something that I would know and be able to relay to Maja?
Probably not the last part about, like, what they do, but you know Ovanis by Jin is the fancy restaurant at the top of Dustblade Tower.
Okay. And okay.
Well, you know, that doesn't exactly put Maja off of wanting to try the cuisine there.
magical beast would you want to eat?
No, I'd have to see the menu, or I'd have to, you know, get a whiff of the kitchen, see what speaks to me. And if you had mentioned the Kraken, and knowing what that is, you know, that doesn't sound half bad.
But yeah, Jindar Strix would turn away, sending a scattering of spirits kind of tumbling over the edge of the windows and building as they float back into place.
And then I'll look over at Craig. How fast can we get to Core Junction?
Oh, geez. Don't know. I haven't been there.
Well, it's on the material plane, right?
Yeah. No, it's the big city on the northern continent. It's the one Mechanus built.
And we can't we can't visit it Dream Styles right now?
No, she'd have to be asleep.
Well, you know, Jin was able to speak with you, and you don't imagine that he was asleep.
Oh, really?
You mentioned that the dragons may be able to see and interact with the ethereal.
Okay. Well, once again, that shows what I know. Let's get on our really cool sleigh, bid Jin a good day. I'm on a roll. Here's something else that rhymes with A.
But we must be away.
Yeah, but we must be away.
And the cat-human hybrids at the front of the sleigh will whinny and neigh before they take off towards the lights that Craig was going to show you.
Hey.
As you head over the east side of what you look down, you can see blurry buildings. They'll let you know you're still over the city, but you're approaching the blurry forest. Craigle. Oh, yeah, Fours! I found that guy you were trying to look for.
Wait, who? What?
You tried to find a guy last time. Gene?
Oh, yeah. You found Gene, did you?
Well, I think so.
You'd know if you found him, I think.
It was a really strange android.
Yep.
Gives off his own presence here on the old ethereal.
Really?
Well, yeah, it's kind of a weird one. But he couldn't talk to me or anything. He couldn't see anything. Being around him felt like, walking on tacks.
Ugh.
Oh, but here's the thing. And he'll fly down to this, maybe 10, 12 foot tall, kind of gray, blurry shape in the middle of what you'd guess is the spider forest. But you can see kind of a pillar of storm clouds, electricity, water, kind of spirits all gathered around it, dancing happily as they're summoning their own small storms that they dance underneath as the storms shift and move to each other. He'll say, yeah, this thing's cool. It just showed up. There's another one over that way. And he'll point towards the western horizon.
And maybe a week or so, if we haven't gotten you out of here, there might be another one popping up there and there. And I will point to the horizon where I think the other shrines are.
Oh, cool. Cool, man.
I mean, if it is what I think it is.
I'll keep my eye out.
So how'd you find Gene? And are in the meantime, are we, like, moving towards something?
No, you guys are just floating over this section of the spider forest in the shrine.
Okay.
Unless you give him a place, he's... the sleigh has become a table, a picnic table that you guys are all just floating and sitting at.
Okay.
While the little cat-human hybrid dudes run around batting at spirits. I was just on, you know, getting the practice on this, and I found, like, this boat that was giving off some weird energies, right? Weird auras, man. And so I followed it along, and then I saw this shape kind of grab it and take it before it kind of ate it or consumed it. I don't know. And then there was this android, and I could see him. I was like, hey, this is weird, but I think I remembered you talking about wanting to find an android.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy's no good. I mean, I'm sorry I didn't tell you that to begin with, but...
Nah, like most people, he can't see me, so I'm safe here.
Okay. So you could... They ate something, and then you could see them, but they didn't seem like they could see or hear you?
Yeah.
From a boat?
Yeah.
How long ago was that, if you don't mind?
Oh, geez. Like I say, it's hard here. I mean, after we met...
Okay. Huh. Feel like, I've gone quiet. I think that my plate is piling up with a lot of things, and now I'm getting a little fuzzy as to where to go next. Or just like, there are so many different directions we could go in.
Yeah, no, Craig will... But here, let me show you this. Maybe you can find them on the material plane when you get back.
I will lean in with an interested eye.
If that's all right with you, Lord Bowser?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So Craig will guide the sleigh down back into the gray shapes of the city. You can hear that distant tinkling of a bell again, but this time it's kind of coupled with the sound of like a water fountain. You can see the ethereal forms of Hedron vehicles whizzing by. It's like you're in a town center or town square somewhere. It'll be like, right here, I found Alice. So I know she visits here sometimes. Maybe you could check this place sometime when you get back and let them know?
Yeah, I will materialize a pad of paper and a pencil, which I'm sure will be gone when I wake up. But I'll go ahead and write that down anyway.
Yeah.
And where is this, like, that we have gone down to?
You believe you're in the Sword Eye kind of capital city.
Okay.
This is, you remember going through this water fountain before you had to go deal with that brewery and saved Seeker Quinn.
Okay.
But being down on the ground here, occasionally those ethereal forms will walk through Mausha and walk through you and walk through Craig. You'll notice that Craig's form, when somebody like with an HCOM or like a data pad runs into any one of you, you can see the connection of the constant will vibrate for a moment with that person as they pass through you. So like your form will vibrate with the same frequency as the constant when you interact with those things.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, and so in a way, you can kind of see that the constant provides like very small spirits that only exist for that vibration before they disappear as soon as the person finishes passing through you.
Mm. Okay. So are the people passing by, are those people in the material plane?
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll follow behind someone that has their phone out, and I'll try and do some interference or just see what happens.
Yeah, you can definitely see the form will stop and look at their own HCOM and kind of hit it a few times as they strike their hand. You can see the kind of like angry technological spirits as they kind of buzz about, small caterpillar-like HCOM things moving across the air.
Are they angry at me for interfering, or are they just busy?
It looks like they're angry for being hit.
Okay.
But the same with the ones before. If you touch them, they will pop into a happy mode of light before you can put them back.
Okay. When I absorb them, is the HCOM still able to do its thing?
It is.
Okay.
And when you absorb them, it's really hard to make out words, but you can kind of like almost hear what they're talking about.
The spirits?
The person on the HCOM.
Okay. Oh, okay. And I'll look over at Magic. You seeing this? as I'm swiping my paw over the HCOM.
I'll nod.
Yeah, Craig will, what are you doing? I can't do that. You'll see him kind of like barrel into a bunch of people in a crowd, probably waiting at a bus stop. And he definitely gets that vibration, but he doesn't seem to be able to interact with the spirits the way you do.
And I'll look over at Maja. Maybe it's a silk thing as I'm scrubbing the screen, making the interference go all wibbly wobbly.
I'll extend one of my human head paws out towards the screen and make it stick out its tongue and see if it messes with the screen at all.
The spirit's similar to Craig. You're able to capture them, of course, and like keep them into your human head paw hands. But when you let them go, they're still in their normal shape.
I know. It seems to be a you thing. What else can you do?
I'm going to try and drop a message into the HCOM.
We're ghosts.
Boo. Give us treats.
If that's what you do, yes. Spending one point of synchrony, this poor person on the material plane looks down at their HCOM as it pops up with a message that says, Boo, we are ghosts. Give us treats.
Well, how about that?
And then I'll excitedly look up at Craig. Wait, where did you say you saw Alice again?
I don't know if it was day or night. I can't tell here. But she comes here to this place and points at the corner here, which, trying to remember back to that day, you believe that's actually the breakfast place that you guys had at the St. Gant Hotel.
Okay. Was that... was that the Continental Breakfast? Was that after the brewery job?
Yes, correct. The Continental Breakfast.
All right. Yeah, let's go check it out. And then I think the closest I can get to Junction, the closest I know how to get to Junction is Farthen. I think that's close enough to hike it. I'll be looking at either of them, really.
Craig will roll a knowledge geography. I mean, it's not bad. It's close, I think, but I don't know.
I've never been to Junction is all.
It's a big city. What do you need to go to Junction for? Didn't even ask. I mean, there's a lot of things you take for granted here, right?
Oh, yeah, we're looking for a dragon.
Yeah, no, of course you are.
but I mean, before we do that, and I'll gesture towards the reins of the sleigh.
Oh, please. You know how to drive one of these things?
No. But I think I might know where Alice is, and I'm going to hyah it to the St. Gant Hotel with the best of my ability.
Sure, go ahead and give me that lucid dreaming.
A 24.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, with a 24, you will all scoot through walls and across streets, passing by the various mystical and shadowy forms of people going about their daily lives, unaware of the spectral monstrosity of cats and humans and their various shapes and forms that seems to exist in this dream realm. But yeah, you find yourself at the St. Gant Hotel. Oddly enough, though it is still a blur, as most things on the Ethereal are, there is a statue that they had in the main lobby of St. Gant that does come through crystal clear in the Ethereal.
Oh cool.
It's a statue?
Yeah, it's just it seems to be just a statue.
Something's going on there.
Take a closer look.
Yeah, I mean, it does not react or change anything, and Craig is right there with you guys, kind of peering over shoulders and floating, kind of, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
So if lucid dreaming can affect our terrain, could we use it to try and see if it would affect the statue in any way?
Oh, you definitely can.
Yeah, see if it would let me make it move at all. Like,
this is where the first musical number of the episode takes place.
23.
All right. Excellent. Yeah, with the 23, though the form itself doesn't move, an ethereal form of the statue does start to shift.
Okay.
Though it is still a statue, its mouth is still closed, its eyes are still in a closed position like it's praying, it does seem to drift forward.
And that's just my own will if I was trying to make it drift forward, or it just is doing...
Correct. You seem to have manifested its spirit, and it's doing what you want.
Okay. Alrighty.
Craig, well, dang, I've never thought of doing that. I didn't know you could do that, and I've never seen this. But now that I know, I should try things more.
I You should. You've been at this a lot longer than I have.
I think it's because I probably still think like a person and not like a cat.
Well, yeah. Give it a shot.
The spectral form of the statue of St. Gant, as he focuses on it, will drift forward a bit, raise one of its arms, and point. It points outside, but Craig will like, ha, I asked it where the fountain was. That's cool.
Whoa. I'm currently looking at the fountain because it pointed.
Try asking it something, see what we get.
Oh yeah, where's Alice?
Okay, he puts his two fingers to both temples and closes his eyes.
Goes into full Professor Xavier.
Yeah, and will focus as hard as he can. The spectral statue will turn and point. Looks like in a westerly direction out of the building.
I think that's good info.
Well, dang, that was convenient.
He'll say, yeah, but that's cool. But I mean, everything's that way now.
What? Oh.
But still, this gives me a lot of hope. And honestly, if you can ask for treats, you can tell Alice, maybe. I mean, I guess if you're going to the material plane, you can just tell her.
Yeah, but then he added, then I have to find her. But yeah, I was kind of hoping that she'd be around here. You want to split up and look? If she's sleeping at the hotel, I could drop that message right in her phone right now.
We can look for her. You'll be able to tell it's her. She has kind of she has a presence to her because of the grasp that I think she was using. Like, you can see small hands that are constantly crawling around her.
When you see her out here?
You seem to be able to touch those spirits differently than I can or Marja.
Well, but yeah. But where is she? Is this, I'm probably just going to have to find her when I'm awake and not high. That's no fun.
But hey, I mean, if I'm still here and I'm doing well, everything's fine. They still have my body.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't think they're going to throw it away yet, but it's really cool that you actually came back and visited. And it was really cool meeting you, Marja.
Likewise. I'd go ahead and let him know, if he's curious where it might be. How recently I saw it and in what condition. Yeah, it seemed you were stowed in the back of a vehicle, maybe.
Yeah, that's when they must have moved me the first time. Because I remember being at the building, and I could see my body. And then I remember them loading me up, but then they drove away too fast. I didn't know how to lucid dream yet, so I couldn't really chase after him. So I just kind of hung out until I met Fours. But no, this is good. I feel like I'm going to get out of here now. Now that you know I'm here and you can take some silk and come back. I mean, I don't know if you can teach me that trick with the HCOMs that you did.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just wiped my paw over the screen. But yeah, I'll try and figure out what the rules are.
Well, here, I'll follow you back to your body and then pull out your HCOM and I'll see if I can do it. Then yeah, Craig will start to follow you back to the vault. You don't have to make a lucid dreaming check for it because you know where it's at. But your forms will start to dissipate, of course, as you get closer, as the silk is starting to wear off and the trip is coming to an end. But the last thing you'll see before you wake up in your cat form, Fours, and Marja as you return, would be Craig standing there kind of waving at you all, as well as the cat-human hybrids that pulled the sleigh, all waving their paws at you. Talk to you soon, guys!
Were they spirits or they were just, conjured thoughts?
Conjured thoughts.
Nice.
You'll wake up. It's probably been 3 or 4 hours in real time as you return back.
And I will groggily come to and waking out of a deep sleep, and I'll be fumbling for my phone. For my HCOM, being like, oh, what? Like, I just had this great idea, and now I'm having trouble remembering it. what am I doing with my phone? And I'll basically be fidgeting with my HCOM, but realize that I don't think I can send Craig anything directly. So it's like, oh, I'm supposed to be on the other side.
Couple things will happen here. One, pulling out your HCOM. You will see those same spirits you saw in the ethereal plane that surrounding the technology, right? Small batteries that flitter about, caterpillar-like HCOMs that crawl along the air around it. And just like in the ethereal realm, you're able to touch them and turn them into motes or put them back.
Neat.
As you have started to open your synchronous powers. This also means that when Craig touches your HCOM, you can see that burst, that vibration, right? That moment where all those small constant spirits exist. Maoja can see those spirits as well. You don't interact the same way Forrest does, but you can see Craig's form.
Okay.
Though it is invisible to everybody else, your effectively see ethereal for both of you happens. And Craig, for that brief moment, while touching the HCOM Forrest, or even bumping against the security pad here, seems to be able to play upon those vibrations in the constant. And you're able to communicate with him.
Oh, cool.
But as you all look at the form of Craig, Maoja, you would notice the rodents from the yard that you had seen earlier running away with the bag of silk.
Oh, okay. I mean, I can't let that happen. It's a rodent, too.
And the last thing is Cobbler gains a level. Cool. Well, thank you guys for playing.
Yeah, thanks for running.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Like, rate, review, subscribe. You know the stuff. It does help us out in the long run, so please, if you can. Our intro and outro are from Nihilor. You heard Monolithic, as well as The Illusion of Cold. You also heard Cyber Kong by Mood Mode. Well, remember not to doom scroll too much. It's bad for you, even if you're trying to stay informed. Hypernormalization will make it so, at the end, you don't really care about any of it. All right, take care out there. Bye. Bye-bye-bye.